Welcome to the Momstracted Podcast. I'm Momstracted Mama.
And I'm Flick.
And we're back.
We're back.
Took a nice long break. We had some stuff going on.
Yes, we did.
And during that nice long break, we have an announcement.
An announcement?
Yep. We're expecting baby number two.
Baby two?
Yep. January 23rd is our due date right now.
So that puts us at 10 weeks?
No, we're 11 weeks officially today.
11 weeks today. Wow. Yep.
So I have to apologize for a few things before we get started. One, my allergies are extremely terrible. And so if I'm a little snuffly, I apologize. And two, Baby Belle is taking a nap right now and we have the monitor. So if you hear any crying or baby activity, it's just her.
Just her trying to get our attention.
Yeah, she likes to yell. So, I guess we should kind of update what's been going on. We knew we wanted to try to expand our family.
Mm-hmm.
We knew about when we wanted to start trying, and we didn't really expect it to work as quickly as last time.
Yeah, last time was we plan, and then we're pregnant. Yeah. So all of a sudden, it just happens like that. And this time was no different, really.
Yeah, well, I was a little impatient. And I kept testing and testing and testing. I didn't wait. And I thought, well, it's not happening this time.
Probably tested for 7 straight days, 10 straight days, maybe?
No, I did not.
We bought a lot of pregnancy tests.
But you made me, like, take a few days off. We didn't test for that many days straight.
Okay. I asked you to take a couple days off, but you still didn't. You still tested on those days.
I feel like I took a couple days.
No, yeah. Okay. So.
And so we didn't get positives, like, the first test or whatever.
Right.
And so, finally, it was our anniversary.
On our wedding anniversary.
Our wedding anniversary. You went to go pick up Belle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm testing so that when he gets back, it's like an anniversary present. And I didn't think I was going to. I was like, if it works out, it works out. If not, that's fine. That's kind of like where we were.
Right.
We kind of were like, well, you know, we'll just let God take over. And yeah, if it works, then it works.
We were kind of prepared for that.
Yeah. Yes. And I got a positive.
We didn't have to wait.
We didn't have to wait. So that was exciting. That was a nice present for you.
Yes, it was. It was the best present. The best gift I've gotten on our anniversary, that's for sure.
So this pregnancy has been so much different than with Belle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel extremely huge already.
Well, you started showing...
A lot quicker. Yeah.
So, you know, with our first, with Belle, we tried to wait, you know, to tell people, you know, wait to get through that first trimester, like they say, and, mm-hmm, you know, just to make sure everything's okay. We literally couldn't this time because you started showing so quickly.
Yeah. All my other symptoms started very quickly, too. I feel like a lot faster than they did with Belle. Like, I was nauseous at 4 weeks. So tired. I've been so tired this pregnancy. Not just sleepy tired, but just exhausted all the time. And those all started at 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I wasn't vomiting, per se, but just extremely nauseous.
Yeah. Dry heaving and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Which with Belle, I didn't have any really cravings. There was a lot of foods that I liked to eat, but no cravings, and it definitely wasn't this early.
Right.
But I ate so much chips and salsa. That's, like, all I would eat.
For, like, those first 2 weeks?
With this one.
Yeah. And now you don't eat them at all.
No, I can't eat them at all. Right now, I'm lucky. I don't know. I'm lucky to get anything right now that doesn't make me sick. Going to the bathroom... Like, I have to pee all the time, mm-hmm, already. With Belle, that wasn't until, like, I was bigger and she was sitting on my bladder.
Yeah.
But now, I feel like I'm going to the bathroom all the time.
Yeah.
Terrible headaches. uncomfortable sleeping, restless legs. And I think it's also my allergies have been playing a big role in it.
Yeah. But, this is the season for your allergies to kick up too.
Yeah. So I've got that to go along with it. And there's very little that you can take. The over-the-counter stuff really doesn't help me anyways. I mean, it kind of helps a little bit, but I just have to deal with it. 5 weeks. My hips already started hurting.
Yeah.
Bad hip pain.
Yeah.
5 weeks. Hungry, no appetite. So I would tell you, I'm starving. I want something to eat. And you'd say,
what do you want?
I don't know. Yeah,
that's a constant battle.
I'm always so hungry, but I don't know what I want. And it's like 1 minute, I'll call you and say, oh, Olive Garden sounds delicious. You're like, okay, well, we can get that for dinner. Well, dinner time rolls around and that does not sound good and nothing sounds good and I don't know what I want. It's like right at the moment, something hits me and I want it to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat that. And then it could be like 10 minutes later and that sounds absolutely disgusting to
me. Right. Well, and that is difficult. Like, I understand it's difficult on you for sure. And you know, I understand that, you know, you're going through the pregnancy and the food aversions and whatever. But we still have to feed Belle. And me, of course.
Yeah.
So it becomes kind of that struggle at night and saying, well, what do you want? And then, I mean, we've come to the time where now it's like, I'll fix something for me and Belle, and then we'll either pick something up for you or we'll figure out what we have. And
well, we're used to meal planning.
Right, exactly.
It saves us money. It saves us time.
Yeah.
And it helps us stay on our nighttime routine. But you can't meal plan if you don't know what you want to eat.
Right.
And you can't eat that much. So that's been really difficult. Financially, time-wise.
Well, I would say that's been the most difficult thing of the whole pregnancy probably is the meal time. Because it's just such a struggle. Like, before we even had kids, we would struggle about where we wanted to eat. We'd go back and forth and back and forth of where we wanted to eat. And now multiply that by 3. 10, 20, whatever it is, yeah.
So that's the most difficult for you.
For me. I mean, I understand that.
Oh, it must be so tough.
It is tough, honey.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough. It's hard not being able to eat much, and it gets hectic, and always being hungry but not knowing what you want. The other thing is, I got big really fast, which I guess is normal for your second baby,
mm-hmm.
because everything's already stretched once.
Yeah.
So it kind of, I guess, like, just goes back out to where it was. Right. It doesn't take as much to stretch.
Yeah. And I thought that was actually the most interesting thing that in your first appointment the midwife had said, was that, you know, all those tendons and everything are tight before you have your first kid. You know, they're tight, they're tucked in. And then that first pregnancy, of course, everything stretches, right? And then they can't repair themselves. So they're still tucked in a little bit, but they're still stretched. So as soon as, you know, you start showing a lot earlier. And I guess that makes sense, because I couldn't really find anything on the internet, you know, doing research. I didn't really ever see that.
Right.
Yeah.
I started wearing maternity pants at 5.5 weeks. 5.5 weeks. That was kind of sad for me.
Well, we had to find all the maternity clothes.
Yeah, we had to go get them out of storage and go through them. And I'm kind of in opposite seasons.
Right.
Because with Belle, I was this time, I mean, I was getting really close to the end.
Yeah, you were 7 months pregnant at this point. Yeah.
So that was so the state that I'm in now was like winter time with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have a lot of summer
shorts
clothes.
And yeah. Tank tops and yeah.
So that's another thing. Maternity clothes are so expensive.
They are.
But you were saying that you couldn't find anything on the internet about stretching the second baby. I almost feel like it's almost like nobody really cares about your second pregnancy.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, you can't, all the podcasts that I found, articles, you really can't find anything people talking about their second baby or what to expect with your second one like you do the first one.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's crazy too, because, I mean, the second baby is, that's what everyone, I mean, almost everybody has more than one kid, right? So it's like, why do we forget it? Why do we forget about the second kid? I mean, it's,
well,
like,
the first baby's exciting. You mm-hmm. don't know what to expect.
Sure, right.
You.
But you, it's amazing how much you forget. We forgot so much.
So much you forget.
Yeah.
Because, I guess because you're so absorbed in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And you just are taking it all
day by
in.
Day, and yeah.
And everybody just expects you already know what's going on with the mm-hmm. second one. So, why do you need to know? You already had it happen once.
I don't remember the 11-week point with Belle.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I really don't remember much of the last pregnancy. I was always looking into, we have the apps that we would follow along and find out what's going on, mm-hmm. and which we're doing that now too.
Right.
But I don't really remember like what symptoms you're supposed to be having, mm-hmm. and I mean, now that I'm reading it, it kind of brings back some memories and things like that. But this one has just been a lot different. I know it's been different.
Right.
I feel different. There's a lot of things that are the same. I mean, I know I was tired with Belle, and I was nauseous. I definitely was not this nauseous. So I got medicine. I'm taking Zofran.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't even work.
Right.
That didn't really take it away. So then they gave me Phenagan to take at night. Well, take it at nighttime because it completely knocks me out.
Yeah.
And that helps. Like, I'll take a half of a one at bedtime, and it lasts me. I'll be pretty good for 2 to 3 days. Like, I'll still have some nausea and stuff if I don't eat,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely nothing that puts me down.
Right.
So, I mean, I've gotten better, and that definitely helps. But the key thing for me is to make sure I'm eating.
Right.
And I can't just snack. Like, with Belle, pretzels, crackers, anything dry and salty, perfect. Mm-hmm. And I was fine. Now I have to have, like, a whole meal.
Right. Well, and that's a great thing for people or women who are having, you know, their second child who forget, you know, everything like we did. I mean, it's really, really important to have those actual substance of a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't need to be, well, you said full meal, but it doesn't have to be like a full blown out meal, but
no.
actual substance
like that
you're
eating. Like a sandwich
yeah.
or something like that. Yeah.
And doing that like almost 4 or 5 times a day, almost like you're a weightlifter who, you know, is having, you're lifting
well,
that weight.
Well, they do
say
to have, yeah, like multiple small meals.
Uh-huh.
They recommend every 2 to 3 hours
and
eating.
And that seems like that's probably about the pattern you're on right now.
I'm hungry every 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm constantly telling you I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's exhausting within itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Because, yeah, like I said, 1 minute I think of one thing, and the next minute that doesn't sound good. So it just, that's exhausting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So at 6 weeks and 3 days, I made a note that my nausea was very bad. Yeah. I think that was the day that I stayed home all day getting sick, like literally getting sick.
Yeah.
And...
Well, you never actually got sick with Belle.
Like once or twice, but I think it was because I ate too much or whatever I ate irritated me, like my heartburn, and it just typical
sure.
eating the wrong stuff and getting sick.
Yeah.
But no, I never had the full day of vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think a lot of it had to do with my allergies were really bad. I have these breathing issues that... The allergies affect my asthma, and it was just a bad day. My
mm-hmm.
hips were hurting. My legs were hurting. It was just a bad day all in all.
Right.
So,
a lot of people, you know, you have a day off, and you relax, and you feel better. Not the case.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I did feel a little better when I went back to work
mm-hmm.
after having that day off. But that day was tiring because I was getting sick all day long.
Sure.
So then we had, I think, 7 weeks is when we had our first appointment. That's when we went and got the official, yes, you're actually pregnant.
Yeah, where she walks in and says, congratulations.
I think right before she walked in, I said, watch, I'm not pregnant, and I'm having all these symptoms, and something else is, and then she was like, well, congratulations, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that explains everything.
Yeah,
that
explains a lot.
I think I told you, if I'm not pregnant, and I am this sick, I'm going to be so angry. So we got our anti-nausea medicine about 7 weeks. My allergies continued. swollen glands in my neck. And I just was sore, like my body aches, and that just all continued. Food aversions to sweets. Sweets. I love sweets.
Yeah.
Chocolate, sour gummies, candy, Skittles.
Anything possible.
Ugh. Like, that does not even sound good at all. Meat? No. I mean, certain things. Like, I cannot eat a hamburger right now.
No.
No. I could do steak. Steak is okay.
As long as it's cooked really, really well.
Yeah, it has to be really, really well done. But that's how I was before I was pregnant. So we had our first ultrasound at 8 weeks and 5 days. And that's really what you're like. That really confirms everything for you.
Yeah.
Because you see that little tiny thing in there. And we saw the heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
So that just made us like, oh, thank you. You know, everything's okay.
Yeah. Every prayer's answered at that point.
Right. Because we went almost 9 weeks without knowing if everything was okay.
Right.
I mean, besides the fact that I didn't have any signs or symptoms that things weren't okay.
Right. Yeah. No bleeding or anything like that. Yeah.
No. No bleeding. No spotting. No, like, I mean, I had cramping, but it was like very light menstrual like cramping, mm-hmm. which is completely normal.
Right. It wasn't like double over.
No, like not at all. And it didn't even make me stop what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we saw the heartbeat and we saw the little baby and we saw there was only one in there, because everyone was convincing me that there was more than one because I was so big, so fast.
Yeah.
That was just a relief, I think, for us.
And we heard the heartbeat too. That was, yeah, not only did we see it, but we heard it. And there's nothing like hearing that heartbeat for the first time.
Nice 166 beats per minute.
That's right. it was just one of those things where I could listen to it all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our ultrasound showed that because of the measurements, that our due date was actually January 27th rather than January 23rd. But excuse me, she said that we would probably stick with the 23rd due date.
Yeah. Just because, I mean, based off of our timeline and the midwife's timeline, it sounded about right for the 23rd, so we could just be a little small.
Yeah. Well, I went over my due date with Belle.
Mm-hmm.
So they say with your second one, you could go into labor sooner. The labor could be faster, progress mm-hmm. faster, which I kind of hope that happens, because
yeah,
we were in there a long time with Belle.
15-hour labor would be nice to be
pushed for 2 hours. Yeah.
A nice labor would be like what, 7 hours? 4 hours?
Is that how long you would
want
to be?
2 hours? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. Who knows? They say a lot of things.
Yeah. They do.
They.
Who knows who they is?
Who's they, anyways? So, at 9 weeks, I started getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, that didn't happen until later in the pregnancy with Belle. Lots of things are happening.
Lots of changes.
Yeah. 10 weeks, started to feel a little relief. Like I said before, I was able to wean off those meds a little bit.
Yeah.
Haven't had to take them for a while. I think I took a Zofran yesterday, but I only had to take one. So, and it helped, and that was good. The restless legs, like while I'm at work, I sit all day.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little popcorn bucket. Like, you know those metal tin popcorn things that you get at Christmas time?
They have like 3 different types of popcorn in them. Yeah.
I have that under my desk, with like a pillow on top of it so I can prop my legs
to
up.
To rest your feet.
Yeah. They make fun of me in the office.
I probably would too.
It helps.
I'm sure it does. My legs. You wouldn't do it if it didn't help.
It's important to keep my legs propped up, yeah, elevated.
Absolutely.
Heartburn already? That didn't start with Belle until later.
Yeah.
And I'm already getting that. It's not terrible. With Belle, it got to the point where I had to sleep sitting up. It was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, right now I'm eating things like salsa and jalapenos and...
Yeah,
It's so random.
Jalapenos all of a sudden.
I know. And you would think someone with nausea, that sounds disgusting, right?
Yeah.
No, I can eat a jalapeno, but I can't eat a hamburger. Food aversions, right?
Yeah. Pregnancy's weird.
So we have a at-home fetal Doppler.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been like test checking myself, trying to find the heartbeat at home.
Every night, yeah.
Because once again, the heartbeat, that confirms that everything's okay. And our next appointment isn't until middle of July.
Right.
So I have no way of knowing,
mm-hmm.
once again, besides if I had symptoms that things weren't going okay.
Right.
So finally how far along was I? It was just the other night. 10 weeks, 5 days. Heard the heartbeat on the Doppler.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah.
Do you have it?
I do.
It was the best sound.
Of course it was, because when I was out and I was going for a run.
You would get so frustrated with the Doppler, like I would try. I would sit there for like
20 minutes.
No, not 20 minutes.
It felt like 20 minutes.
And nothing. Absolutely nothing. You go for a run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at home. And I just happened to try, and I get it. Yeah. But I recorded it for you.
Yes, you did.
So let's hear it.
Clocking in at 170.
170 beats per minute. That's the best sound.
Yeah, it is.
It's so reassuring. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like we're doing things all right.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we have any control if something did happen.
Right.
You know, it's nothing that we could control.
But we're doing all that we can do.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. We're 11 weeks today when this podcast airs, because we're not going to air it right away because we still haven't told everyone.
Right.
We've told close family and friends and people that we see.
Yeah, that are going to think something's different with her.
Yeah. Like, did she eat a really big burrito for lunch?
Yeah, what did one of your coworkers sent you an email and said, congratulations on the baby. It looks like you swallowed a grapefruit.
Yeah. Well, turns out. Yeah, I'm kind of at that phase right now where it kind of looks like I just had a really big lunch. I mean, that's how I feel.
Sure.
You say I look pregnant. I think I look like I put on weight.
Right.
But it's just that uncomfortable, not sure if she's pregnant or just a little bit heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of ready for it to grow a little bit more. So it's a little more obvious.
Yeah.
But we're still not, I mean, we only told, you know, people that see us and, like,
right.
I said, family and friends. So
it's not internet official yet.
No. Which, I mean, our day and age, like, it has to be internet official. You know what I mean?
That's how it's going to spread like wildfire.
I know. So, yeah. So this will, we said after 14 weeks is when we will drop the podcast news.
Yeah. So we'll probably do a couple to drop. I can drop on probably around week 14. So
yeah.
We'll have a couple days to drop real quick.
Yeah. Update everyone. Get
mm-hmm.
everybody on track.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't felt like doing anything.
Right.
So.
So we've been hoping to record this for what? 11 weeks now?
Well, I wanted to do kind of like an every couple of weeks update.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've been keeping my notes.
Yeah.
Not just for the podcast, but it's something I like to do
yeah.
for the baby book. And
mm-hmm. Well, and it would be nice if maybe you were saying earlier that it's so hard to find anything on second pregnancies.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what this can be.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody can listen to this right before they have their second, or, you know, in the process of having their second, and be like, oh, look, somebody knows exactly what I'm going through.
Yeah. That's what I was kind of hoping for.
Yeah.
But
we'll find out if it works, right?
Yeah. So I guess we know exactly what we're momstracted about right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Update on Belle. We have the goal of getting her potty trained before the next one comes.
Yeah.
But she's been sitting on the potty, and like, if I notice that she is trying to go,
yeah.
Like, we've been doing that forever, just putting her on the potty and
mm-hmm.
her going. But now she's kind of understanding what it, and she'll tell us.
Yeah.
She doesn't, understand the sensation.
Right.
Yet for actually pottying.
We really need to do better of every 2 hours or, you know, every hour and a half,
whatever it is. We need to get on a system. Yeah. They have all of these different...
Boot camps
and, yeah, and we don't. Yeah. We just, when we're home, and it's hard for her because if we're not regular with it, how's she going to be? Right. So, yeah, we really do. But she does a really good job when she has to go twosie.
Twosie.
She says, boopy, boopy. And it's hard for her to hold it. She doesn't grasp the concept of holding it yet. So if we're not at a toilet, she can't go.
Right.
I mean, so, and it's really hard for me with public restrooms. So if anybody has any advice on potty training and using public restrooms, send them my way.
Yes, please.
I'm a public restroom phobe anyways.
Yeah.
So, but she's doing, I think she's doing really good for where we are with her.
No, absolutely. Well, yes, for as much as we've attempted and tried, yes, she's doing really well.
Yeah. I think that's it for now.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that we've hit the 11 weeks and I'm excited to be back and better than ever, hopefully. Plus one, at least, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any predictions on whether it's a boy or a girl?
I have no idea. I would love to say boy, but at the same time, I've loved everything about having a girl, and then so having another girl would be awesome too.
Coming from the guy that said, I don't know what to do with a girl.
I don't. I still don't. I still don't know, and I'm still learning every day, and it's awesome. It's been a lot of fun being a dad, and I'm ready for number two.
Yeah.
And if it's a boy, that's awesome. That's great. And I know all about boys, and I will teach him everything. I'll teach him how to throw a frisbee. I'll teach him all the essentials of life.
That you're already teaching our little girl.
Well, sure, but...
Doesn't change just because it's a little boy.
Exactly.
She still loves Ninja Turtles.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, we watch Turtles every Sunday morning.
So my guess is girl. I just have that feeling.
Yeah.
People say, do you have a feeling? Do you think you know what it is? I don't think. Yeah. I'm just saying girl.
Yeah.
You know, just like I would say, I feel like the lotto numbers are this.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm right.
Well, I mean, and honestly, I've heard so many stories about, well, the doctor told me on the ultrasound it was a girl, came out, and it was a boy. Seriously, if until the day the baby's born and it has an extra digit, it's a boy. And if it doesn't, it's a girl. That's really how I feel. Even with Belle, I know everyone told me it was a girl. I believed it was a girl. But until I saw it's a girl, then, you know.
Yeah. Those things happen.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be hiding and you only get, I mean, typically, unless you have a problematic pregnancy, you only get one ultrasound.
Right.
Until it's due.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out for sure.
You definitely find out at that point. Yes.
I remember her birth was kind of traumatic in a way. I mean, it, completely fine. Mm-hmm. Things happened. But I was more focused on if she was okay.
Right.
Than if she was a boy or a girl. Right. And I remember the nurse said, well, did you see what if it's a boy or a girl? And I was like, no, I didn't even look.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we'll find out.
Yeah, it was...
We have, let's see, we're 11 weeks. Typically, you find out about... What?
20
weeks, 19, mm-hmm. 20 weeks. So.
So we got a little bit of time still.
Yeah. Not too much time, though.
No. It'll be here before we know
it. Yeah.
These first 11 weeks, for me, have gone by really quick.
That's what? 2 doctor's appointments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's quick.
I'm just as excited this pregnancy as I was with our last one.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed.
No, not at all. Yeah. The first one was crazy because... Of course, we were alert. Everything was new.
It was just 100% new. Yeah. We felt less prepared. Mm-hmm. I mean,
this time, granted, we've forgotten everything, but everything comes back so quickly. Yeah. You know, once it's like, oh yeah, this happened, and then now we have to do this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with Belle, it was like, ah, but now it's great, and we're learning things, and we have a lot still. We have gotten rid of quite a bit for space purposes, but you know, we definitely...
I'm the type of person that says, well, let's keep that just in case.
And I'm the type of person who says, let's get it out of here.
But thankfully, I'm the type of person that says, let's keep that just in case.
Thankfully, you're the boss.
Yeah. Yes. And I purposefully bought, like, registered for, and we bought a lot of gender neutral items. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we have a pink exorcister.
Right.
Or a pink pack and play or whatever. Yeah. Not that that matters, but mm-hmm. so...
Yeah.
If it is a boy.
I don't even know. We don't have many pink anythings except for like clothes.
Yeah. Well, some blankets.
Good for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. Grandparents are all excited.
Yeah.
And already asking too many questions that we don't have answers for yet. So the good times are on, right?
Yep. All right. Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Until I feel up to recording again.
Yes. It just happens to be a nice middle of the day. Everybody feels good. We all got naps. And
yeah. Oh, happy Independence Day.
Oh, yes. Today's 4th of July.
4th of July. So while we have a lot of experience with pregnancies, this being our second one, like I said, we've forgotten everything.
Right.
We've had to consult our doctor already multiple times. So that just confirms that we aren't experts at all.
Right.
Just because you've been pregnant doesn't mean you're an expert.
No.
So double check with your doctor anytime you have any questions about anything. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to make sure that you're doing things right. Yeah. And that's what they're there for.
Right.
They encourage you to pick up the phone, call them, email them, mm-hmm. whatever.
We're happy to talk, of course, and you know.
Oh, yeah. I love sharing our stories.
Absolutely. But always consult a doctor if you have any big questions. Yes. Right.
Yep. So until next time, this is Mom Stracted Mama.
And Flick.
And thank you for listening. Mom Stracted.